Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yongera katonde ngari zamanyi.
God good and mighty hand clap.
Orokubanga kiriza matendo ga February.
Because he allows our praise every day.
Oboria oyandigaganya.
Perhaps would have refused them.
Yebwa kirizo kuulira.
But when he accepts to hear,
sanyulie negafuka amanyi gafu.
His joy turns to be our strength.
Nasumura amanyi agata koma.
And he loses the unlimited power.
Banga katondo wa amanyi agata koma.
For is the Lord God omnipotent.
Ongere ngere zamanyi zisa
and the mighty hand clap which honor his presence, the Father above all the heavens, he works in all and he pass through all,
and the glory
and honor back to him. He is worthy, he is worthy, he is indeed worthy.
And
clap to our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Add him a mighty hand clap.
Add
the Holy Spirit a mighty hand clap, which honor his presence in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen. You take your seat slowly.
Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope
Witness,
together with Pastor Samuel Newman. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. And we base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God
going
to move rich unto you the third heaven in the rim above, spoken in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 1-2. And here we find the throne of God, spoken in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1-5, the midst of the paradise of God. The paradise of God, spoken in the 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1-4. When he reached the third heaven, and he saw there the paradise of God, and we've come see many things in this third heaven. Until we began to see the four type of trees, those in the paradise of God, spoken in Genesis chapter 2, starting from verse 8 to enter verse 9. So far we move on to conclude. As we first saw the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God, the garden of God, the Garden of Eden, in the third heaven, as spoken in Revelation 2 verse 7, we saw many things on it, and we began to see the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the paradise of God, which they refused us to eat lest we die. In the Genesis chapter 2 verse 16 unto 17.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. And we saw the sin of wanting to become God, that called the sin of Adam, because in Genesis chapter 3 verses 1-6, Satan, when he tempted us through Adam and Eve to eat of fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he put a thought in us of becoming gods. And in Genesis chapter 3 verse 21 up to 24, and God said man has become like one of us to know good from evil. We did not indeed become gods, but just as we ended in the midst there, for the reason the command and the swear of God is, say when you touch all of it you'll surely die. We are not waited to indeed become gods. For eating of the fruits. When we saw fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the way we ate them.
It was
spoken in Proverbs 8. From verse 17 and below. Up to 19. The fruits of righteousness. The durable riches, even the honor, those are what we wanted.
And
we didn't wait to finish eat them, to become like him. And we entered into death. And we saw the way we died as they removed from us the heavenly body. And we ended in this body of death. And just as he speaks, Romans chapter 7, from verse 7 up to 25,
it
says, O wretched man, in this body of death. Now that death happens, it was to be removed as the heavenly body, and we ended in this body of death. But we saw the way we can get born again. In Christ Jesus our Lord. To be buried with him in baptism.
You'll
be raised up together with him. Because in John chapter 3. Starting from verse 3 to 6. He said we can get born again. By spirit and water. Just as it was initially in Genesis chapter 2. Verses
6
to
7.
When the streams first flowed. God
formed
man from the dust of the earth, the dust of gold, and he became the living soul. Becoming a living soul, the living soul is the heavenly body. That called immortal. And it has the ability to create the body lives on this earth. All those we saw in the Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5,
we are buried
together with Jesus in baptism, and we raised with him, and we come back with other bodies, the heavenly body within us. For that reason is given another body. According to that, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 35, all those I saw them, me with you. Is it not that? And we saw the glory of the heavenly body, and the way we keep it, as we eat and we are washed by water through the word. But when we read in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 40 to 45, we are told the glory of the heavenly body is another, even the earthly body is another. And while in this body, we yearn to be clothed a body from heaven, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the verse 1 and below.
And
that heavenly body, it's the word of God. That's why they say there will be a famine and a thirsty. It's not of eating food, and it's not of drinking water, but it's of hearing the word of God. In the Amos chapter
8,
starting from verse 11 up to 12, and we have to remain, keep ourselves to be washed with water through the word, to be removed sin from us. According to Ephesians 5, verse 22 to 27, because that heavenly body dies because of sin.
Hallelujah.
So we saw many things on that body, and we are able to differentiate between the body of death, the body of hell, and the heavenly body. There are many things we saw, me and you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But we began another heading there. Yes. That we saw me and you last time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The way they married.
Adam.
From the era of Prophet Adam. To the era of Prophet Moses. It's where we say that we have to still see the way they married from the era of Prophet Moses to the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to see the way of marrying from the era of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ till his coming back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. That aspect is broad. It's not easy to break down in brief. Not that it's hard to teach it. But there are deep things, but I'm going to break them down. At least to get that anointing.
In
time you read the Bible, more will be revealed many other things. But you would have gotten anointing teaching. Anointing which reveals. Anointing which heals. And that brings raised earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we began to answer the way they married from the era of Prophet Adam to the era of Prophet Moses. And we told you like four main things which were right involved there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
From the era of Prophet Adam, they married right from 100 and above years. Because they lived very long.
To 969 years.
And they remained with 31 years to make a 1,000 years. The second thing we told you, that in those days they were not refused to marry among their siblings. Right from the era of Prophet Adam to the era of Prophet Moses, they
were
not refused to marry among their siblings. For example, Abraham, he married Sarah, his sister.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The third that we say we are to see from the era of Prophet Moses to the coming back of our Lord Jesus, they wrote a letter to chase a woman for any reason. And from the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ to his second coming back, we don't chase a woman for any reason except for adultery, the adultery of departing from the Lord and the physical adultery.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But we were able to get explained that from the era of Prophet Adam to the era of Prophet Moses,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, that they delayed to marry. They married from 100 and above years because they lived very long. Like 969 years. And they remained with 31 years to make a millennium. And we are able to see
in
Genesis chapter 4, and we saw Cain marrying verse 16 and 17. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived. People asked, where did he get a wife from? And they never knew that. He never married at 30 years. No. He married when he's close to 100 years. And right then his father,
Adam,
even his mother Eve, and there have been got many other sisters there. Because we saw in Genesis chapter 5, verse 26 and 27, Methuselah lived 969 years and remained with 31 years to make a millennium. Because God, He had purposed that they have to live for 2,000 years. As we saw in Ecclesiastes chapter 6, the verse 6. I think you remember that very well. And in that living, 1,000 times 2 years, that's 2,000 years, they had to be got at least 100 children. As we saw in Ecclesiastes 6 verse 3, now those children they begot, they married when the years had gone. Not just passing by. For marriage in the era of Prophet Moses. Back to that of Prophet Adam.
Now,
marrying at 300 years, you are still young. You are a very youthful man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why he said in the Genesis chapter 5, in the verse 1-3,
Adam wao na
that and Adam lived 800 plus years, and he begot girl and boy children in the midst there. Now among those, Cain took a wife for himself.
For Adam
lived a total of 960 years. Yes. You can espouse your children to how many years?
Kubanga ugendo kuambula ngu ufumbiza abana kuva ku myaka anga nedda sebo mbamwa abana bakuliranye mu myaka.
The children were nearing you in years.
Mwana go sembayo kale okufumbizwa awinga babyanga mu rusambu awo kale kitone nyonga rukaga.
At least 600 years.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
930 years. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Gave them room just as we are able to see. But we read much in that Genesis chapter 5. And we saw those who married at 60 years. That one. Married, that is the one who married early. 70. 90 years. 105. 180. He's marrying.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when sin came increasing, as I told you, in Genesis chapter 11, Genesis chapter 6, in verse 1 to 4, the sons of God, the fallen angels, and they came here clothed with the daughters of men. And humans had evil thoughts and imaginations. And God reduced years to 120. Right from 2,000 years. Those who were made to live. Because of sin. When sin increased in the world, God reduces life found in the blood. It's spoken of in Genesis chapter 9, in the verse 4. He reduced that life found in the blood, and we no more can live long. As we reach the era of the King David, in the Psalms 90, verse 9 to 10, and they have cut to live 70 years, and the strength of food, eaten good food which is not organic, it can make you make 80 years. But because you've devised now many foods, we no more can make it in many years. The era of the Lord Jesus when he was born on the earth and of the apostles, and years have been cut to 60 in 1 Timothy chapter 5. Verse 9. Though you are in the class. 60 years. Now they have passed like 2,000 years. We are in 45, 40, 50 years. And right then you begin to unclothe.
And
you walk bending, you can no more make it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So in summary, that's how we saw.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So the part we want to handle today, and many others within, that from the era of Prophet Adam to the era of Prophet Moses, they were allowed to marry among their siblings.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To the era of Prophet Moses, and we have gotten many sins from Egypt, and God put in place commandments, laws, judgments, called them justice, statutes, and ordinances. The ordinances of marrying, and they all changed. But initially, before, they married among their siblings. Yes.
There's no
problem, neither sin in that. And sin had not sunk much in us.
Set
had not done much evil works within us. Right then we still had a great resistance to fight.
But
when we went to Egypt, and behaviors increased. Let's read here in the Genesis chapter 20, in the verse 12. Genesis chapter 20, in verse 12.
Irana yemazima yemwanyinaze.
Genesis chapter 20, from verse 11.
Ibrahimu na yogera anti. Kubanga nalowooza nti mazima okutya Katonda tekuli mu kifo kino. Nange bali nzita olwa mukazi wange.
And Abraham said, because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake.
Olunyole 12.
Verse 12.
Era naye mazima ye mwannyinaze, mwana wa kitange naye si mwana wa mmange, n'afuuka mukazi wange.
And yet indeed, she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. Yes. He told them, it's true, she's my sister. In my father.
But
not in the mothers, our mothers differ. At least
we
would have had a difference in mothers. But in the fathers, they're the same. Their father was the same. That's the main thing even. Sure.
What is one garment? Tata see.
For at least would have said their father was not the same. They joined the mother.
One gambian jawru nena.
We'd have said there is a big difference there. But the father was the same. That season was like that. Someone is saying now. Now you are more righteous than him, I see you. You don't know he's the father of the believers. And by faith, God counted it be righteous. I tell you the era how it was. And I've told this to you through in the third heaven. For the reason that, that's where we ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and we are changed from the heavenly body to enter the body of death and that of this world. It's what done all the things of marriage, getting married.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because when you read in the Genesis chapter 20, verse 11 and 12, he said, still, she's my sister. Yes. The daughter of my father. But our mother's not the same. And she became my wife. That is how they were. Because that season, all people who were there, they were called the Adamites. The Adams of the family. One clan, one family. Just as we first read in Genesis chapter 5, in the verse 1 to 3, and he says this,
Oluberebere sura yokutano n'olunyiri olusooka.
Genesis chapter 5 from verse 1.
Kino kye kitabo ky'emirembe gya Adamu. Olunaku Katonda lwe yatonderamu omuntu mu kifaananyi kya Katonda mwe yamukolera.
This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man in the likeness of God made he him.
Olunyo olwokubiri.
Verse 2.
Omusajja n'omukazi bwe yabatonda n'abawa omukisa n'abatuma erinnya lyabwe Adamu ku lunaku lwe yabatonderamu.
Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. Yes.
Ulide ekigambo ekyo.
Have you heard that word?
N'abawa omukisa.
He blessed them.
N'atuma erinnya lyabwe
bani? He gave their name Adam.
Yabawa omukisa ki?
He blessed them. Which blessing was did he give them? Of marrying among themselves to marry among themselves. That they multiply. That's in the Genesis chapter 1. In the verse 27 and 28.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 27.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 27.
Katonda natonda omuntu mungeriye. Mungeriye katonda moyamutondera. Omusajja n'omukazi bwe yabatonda.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
Verse
28.
Katonda n'abawa omukisa. Katonda n'agamba nti mweyongerenga mwalenga mujjuze ensi mugirye. Mufugenga ebyomunnyanja n'ebibuka waggulu. Na buli ekirina obulamu ekitambula ku nsi.
And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Yes. This the blessing is indicated here. The blessing to be fruitful and multiply. He created them and they are all Adams. That's how we created them. He blessed them. He called them their name Adam. And the blessing is given them.
They be
fruitful, multiply, subdue things of the earth.
And
allowed them marry among themselves.
For
see, when you come, we pray blessing for you. Yes. God is the one who first prayed the blessing. The marriage, don't wait. We don't wait them. Not. We pray a blessing for them. Yes. For what God joins. He's the one who joins them. We here, we've come to confirm and bless these people. Now the world has its shortcuts it puts in place. Now we believe that they say, but we know. When God puts prayer partners in place and he confirms this is the person, he's already joined them.
Now
because we are his ambassadors to give a blessing as it was before, we call them, give them a blessing,
and
you gain favor from the Lord and you prosper and you get fruitful, you subdue all things.
I've
spoken like that, brethren,
that
from the era of prophet Adam to the era of prophet Moses, they married among their siblings.
Adam,
they are one family. They worshipped one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why we began with
Genesis.
That it's true she's my
child.
Their name Adam.
Deep
that you never knew it was which type of blessing. Brings you a problem to connect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is how they were. That is how they were once. Because you were not there. Ecclesiastes 3:14-15. At times we cannot know the things how they were. Let's read, we hear as you see.
Omubulizi. Omubulizi esule yokusatu Omubulizi esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 14.
Mubulizi esula yakusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 14.
Manyinga buli Katonda kyakola kinaabanga kyaluberera. Tewali kintu kiyinzika okukyongerwako newankubadde okukisalibwako. Era Katonda kyava kikola abantu balyoke batye mu maaso ge.
I know that whatsoever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. And God does it that men should fear before him.
Verse 15. Ekiriwo kyamala dda okubaawo, n'ekyo ekigenda okubaawo kyabaawo dda. Era Katonda anoonya nate ekyo ekyayitawo.
That which has been is now, and that which is to be has already been. And God requires that which is past. Yes. That which is, has been before. And God seeks that which passed. At the end of all this we've been in, they pass away. When we come back in Christ, the second Adam,
we
find ourselves whether you've come from which clan or which family. We've come back, we are of one clan. We are of one household. The house of God. And in the church, we end up that sister you fellowship with is your wife then. Yes.
Susanna.
Yes, that one.
Susanna Mwanyinazi.
She's your sister. She's a sister in the Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And before, in the church it comes back. For here in the church, we are brethren. Is it not that?
We
even
are.
The prayer we pray, one, our Father in heaven. You are a child of my Father. And this time our mother is not different. She's the same. For we are born again in the Christ Jesus. But don't take those things out in the world. I speak that the people are on the planet, out in the world, on the planet. Since we are seated in the heavenly places. There are those who find me, they say. I saw people of the planet, but they are so terrifying. They ask me, where do you live? I'm in the Ephesians 2 verse 6. I've sat in the heavenly places.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I've spoken this to tell you. That marriage those days, that's how it was. And in Genesis chapter 24, Abraham getting Isaac a wife, he told his servant, I want to go into my cousin, my kinsman. Yes.
Now,
in the laws to come ahead, this is not allowed anymore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read and see. Genesis chapter 24, verse 1.
Ibrahimu yali akaddiye, ng'ayitiridde obukadde. Era Mukama yawanga Ibrahimu omukisa mu bigambo byonna.
And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Verse 2.
Ibrahimu n'agamba omuddu we, omukulu w'ennyumba ye, eyafuganga byonna byalina, nti nkwegayiridde, so omukono gwo wansi w'ekisambi kyange.
And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray you, your hand under my thigh. Verse 3.
Nange nakulayiza Mukama, Katonda w'eggulu era Katonda w'ensi, nga toliwasiza mwana wange mukazi aliva mu bawala baba Kanani bentuulamu.
And I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that you shall not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. Verse 4.
Naye oligenda mu nsi yange, era eri baganda bange. Omuwasize omwana wange Isaka omukazi.
But you shall go unto my country, unto my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. Have you heard what he told him? Go in our family. In my kindred. Those I'm related to. yes. Now from the era of Prophet Adam. To the era of Prophet Moses. That is how it was. Because right there they were Adams. The era of the Hebrews began on the generation of Moses. Yes. And they moved to get Hebrews from Egypt. But you think Abraham, they were what? Were they Hebrews or they were Adamites? But as Ecclesiastes say, let's first go back and see. That is so hard for sons of men to know what we are there. Until God has brought the book of remembrance. Let's read and we hear. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse
9
unto 11.
Omubulizi esula esoka n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 9.
Ekyaliwo kye kinaabangawo, ne kye kyakolebwa kye kinaakolebwanga. So tewali kintu kijja wansi w'enjuba.
The thing that has been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done, is that which shall be done, and there is nothing new under the sun.
Olinya olukumi.
In the verse 10.
Waliwo ekintu abantu kye boogerako nti laba kino kijja, kyamala okubaawo mu mirembe egyatusooka.
Is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new? It has been already of old time, which was before us. Verse
11.
There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. Yes. We come and we don't know and neither remember things how they were. Until God says, take revival on the world. Take revival and restoration of all things. They've been known the way they were. There are things we just need to know how they were. And we are not going to do them. There are those we have to know how they were. And as we have to do them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now on this, and knowing how it was from the era of Prophet Adam to the era of Prophet Moses, do not go out and confuse people. And you say, Apostle said, let's marry our sisters in our homes and we get married to our brothers. Not. Maybe here in Christ. Brethren in Christ, you can see them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you are free to even change the clan in the world. When you make 18 years and you go to another. And you get married or married whoever you want. You leave me. That is wisdom. That is what? It interprets things. For it's you put that captivity upon yourselves. But I've told you like this, that most don't know how things were.
We
thank God was fulfilled upon us, Malachi chapter 3, in verse 16. He took me in the heavenly journey, and he showed me how they were, how they're supposed to be, and how they will be, the way he wrote them in the holy book, the Bible. Let's read in Malachi, we see.
Malachi esule yokusatu nolu nyiriri olwe 10 omukaga.
Malachi chapter 3 verse 16.
Ti awaba abatya mukama nebogeraga nabo kanaboka. Mukama nawuliriza nawulira. Ekitabo ekyokujukiza nekiba wandikirwa mu maaso ge. Aba abatya mukama nebalowooza erinnya lye.
Then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that sought upon his name. Yes. He wrote for us the book of remembrance that tell us things how they were, how they are supposed to be, the way they will be forever and ever. Now there are those who don't know there. Marriage from the era of Prophet Adam to the era of Prophet Moses, how they were. We've told you they were allowed to marry among their siblings. As we began telling you the example of Prophet Abraham, where he married Sarah, his sister, in Genesis chapter 20, verse 11 up to 12. And we saw
that
God allowed that issue to move on in those eras. Because we saw in Genesis chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, that after he created these Adams, he blessed them. After created male and female, he blessed them.
About
them marry amongst themselves to be able to be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, and to rule all things found there. As we read in the Genesis chapter 1, verse 27-28, he blessed them that they be fruitful and multiply.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just as that we pray for the married to be fruitful and multiply and to rule all things on the earth, that they be theirs. We play a blessing for them. That's why we do not allow them to swear things of the cars, that in death and in life, in the curse and in the blessing. No. We are going to play blessing for you, then you choose a curse. How did God never choose both of them? Just blessed them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in all those, we move to look at in Genesis chapter 24, verse 1 to
3.
Abraham, when he reached to get a wife for the son,
Isaac,
he sent his servant to people of his kindred. That moved to the era of Prophet Moses. The children of Israelites went to Egypt, and they got manners, bad manners there. They got the abominations of Egypt, acts which are wild. And then God reached to give them commandments, the laws,
the
judgments or justice, statutes, and the ordinances through which they have to base marry and get married, that he may cut off fornication, he may cut off immorality and fornications. Yes, that is fornication.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And sex before marriage.
You know, sex before marriage, it's categorized as fornication.
Bugwagwa.
Fornication.
Uh-huh. That is sex outside marriage.
Now, sex outside marriage. That's adultery. You leave yours, go to another. Yet this two is in the house. And you've not separated. For the reason of the adultery of departing from the Lord. Or that physical adultery. Now when they reached Egypt. According to the book of Exodus. There were many abominations there of gods of Egypt. Abominations that we eat this, we don't eat the other. This is our totem. Many foolishness and stubbornness was there in the Egypt. We are in Exodus. Exodus chapter 8 from verse
23.
Exodus chapter 8 from verse 25.
Farao naita Musa na Aroni na yogera timugende.
And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron and said, go, sacrifice to your God in the land. Verse
26. Musa Lava.
And Moses said, it is not proper so to do. For we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes. And will they not stone us? Yes. They had many abominations. Acts. Not acceptable before God. And them too had their own. And when they speak of the adultery and fornications of Egypt. Adultery and fornication of Egypt. It was a lot. Now then God, when he saw that the holy seed is sought for was being consumed, that is speaking, speaks in Malachi chapter 2 verse 14 to 16, he saw that seed is going to cease being. He brought the laws, he brought commandments and the laws. Because in Malachi chapter 2 he speaks this.
Malachi esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekuminenya.
Malachi chapter 2 verse 14.
Kubanga mukama yabanga mujuliru erigwe n'eryo mukazi w'ombuvubukaabo gwe wakusa kusa newankubadde nga ye munno era omukazi gwe walagana naye endagaano.
Yet you say, why? Because the Lord has been witness between you and the wife of your youth, against whom you have dealt treacherously. Yet is she your companion and the wife of your covenant.
Verse 15.
And did not he make them one? Yet had he the remnant of the spirit. And why one? That he might seek a godly offspring. Therefore take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So,
when they reached in Egypt, for the abominations there, fornication and adultery, fornication and adultery there, he saw the godly seed he was looking for. The seed which fears God is ceasing to be. He said, I created one.
Though
I retained another spirit. And why I created one. And I gave you one. I was seeking for that godly seed.
And
when they reached Egypt. And they learned all the behaviors there. And they learned of laws that not good. And all the dead commandments, including chasing a woman for any reason. And God saw that. He sent Prophet Moses in Leviticus chapter 18 from verses 1 as he speaks this.
Ebyaba Levi esule ye 18 n'olu nyiriri olusoka.
Leviticus chapter 18 from verse 1.
Mukama nagamba Musa anti.
And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, verse 2,
Yogera n'abaana ba Isirayiri obagambe nti nze Mukama Katonda wammwe.
Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. Verse 3,
Ng'ebikolwa bwe biri eby'omu nsi ye Misiri gye mwatuulangamu, temukolanga bwe mutyo, era ng'ebikolwa bwe biri eby'omu nsi ya Kanani gye ndibatuusaamu. Temukolanga bwe mutyo. Sote mutambuliranga muteka teka zaabwe.
According to the practices in the land of Egypt, wherein you dwelt, shall you not do. And according to the practices of the land of Canaan, where I bring you, shall you not do. Neither shall you walk in their ordinances. Yes. According to the practices of the land of Egypt where you've been, Canaan where I'm taking you, did not do as their ordinances. Because these reached a time and they are fornicators and they are adulterers. And they are exceeding in those manners.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I've spoken this, you understand. That from the era of Prophet Adam, the era of Prophet Moses, the marriage which was there, they married and their siblings. And people waited, like I said, the list was 60 years. 65 to marry. The one who waited most was in 180 and he never committed any fornication then. Have you understood me well?
And they moved
like that lineage move, and the child has to first grow. When they reached Egypt, they found even the one of 6 years can propose. Egypt.
Misiri.
Egypt. Just as in this generation. Canaan, it was more wild. For Canaanites, you know, the English people came from them. And the Americans.
That group,
as you see them with their practices. You'll be saved people in those nations. As you see their practices, those are the Canaanites you see. When it comes to Romans,
Hallelujah.
Now, because of those practices, God changed the way of marrying. From the era of Prophet Moses to the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ on this world, things changed. He put in place commandments.
Don't
be allowed to marry among your siblings, those so close to us. But that of the family line remains.
He
created just different families.
He created
the Levites, the Judah. And you go in those in Judah. You go in
Zebulun.
Yeah. You move in that circle. To be able to bear and wait. But because still, we don't speak, but you speak. Yes. Yes, we have them.
Fine.
You just cross. You're fine.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maybe the other is called what?
Not
that one. We have that of the Samaritans. We have seat of Salem.
Okay.
But let me leave that. Let's first finish here. When they reached Egypt, how did things change?
Ebyabalevi esule ye 18 n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
Leviticus chapter 18 verse 4.
Neteekateeka zange ze muba mukolanga, n'endagirizo zange ze muba mwekuumanga okubitambulirangamu, nze Mukama Katonda wammwe.
You shall do my ordinances and keep my statutes to walk therein. I am the Lord your God.
Nateekawo order.
He put order in place.
Ordinances.
I want the order to be like this. Not your close kindred. Not. Even the statutes.
Need
to direct you go in this family. You to hear.
Not because you don't
want, but they already came back. And you still fight with Moses on that. You don't want ordinances, statutes,
ordinances.
They don't want them. Even statutes. That now you can go make introduction. You are introduced. You visit and be introduced at the same time. When you come from there, pass the court like this, you rotate and come.
And
we play blessing, you go. You want to waste your time. That I went to visit. That I went to introduce me at the same again. And I'm going on the wedding. And they play blessing for me after. You are wasting your time. The days we are in, they are Romans 8 verse 28-29. You do a work in short and in righteousness. We summarize everything in the statutes of God, in the ordinances of God. Because still one before you, you do not understood him well.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But in all those, when they reached Egypt as plucked, says we are there. The godly seed may cease to be. Now I have to give them order. For I am God of order. First Corinthians 14, verse 33 and 40. God is of peace, order and decency. Yes. Decency. Have you understood?
He
said that godly seed may cease to be
when
all practices they have gotten from Egypt.
Now,
not to lose this, let me release commands. These commands, they will be the bounds. They will be the lamp. I put laws to be the light. I put the judgment to be the justice. But if you take pay this, put some dowry. Yes. Justice on those who raise them. It's not done for buying that person, but for justice. And he said now, and the statutes, I direct you like this. Go in this house, if go to this one, we pass here and here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And order. Ordinances came in place.
Leviticus chapter 18,
verse 5.
Kumenga endagirizo zange n'emisango gyange. Ebyo omuntu bw'anaabikolanga, anaabanga mulamu olw'ebyo, nze Mukama.
You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. Yes. So what you have to do, keep my statutes, my judgments. You know, these things, you see them. The command, it's a lamp. The law is light. I cannot pass through them much.
emisango
judgments
bwenkanya
that is justice
endagirizo
statutes
butashukka baundalizo
not going beyond your bounds
kugambia nkulagide itana
toike direct you pass here you pass elsewhere where
enteka teeka
ordinances
kubana order butata itakavuyo
having order and not bring confusion
nabiba babulunji nyo
he gave to them very well
ayugiranga agamba bwati
he speaks saying like this
ebyabalevi esule 18 nolunyiriri olwomukaga
leviticus chapter 18 verse 6
tewabanga kumwe asemberero wobukoye na okubikula kunsonyize nze mukama
none of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness I am the Lord. Don't get close to anyone who is near to of kin. To uncover their nakedness. Getting near to one who is of your kin. It's not that. To uncover their nakedness. That is the problem. Have you understood? That is the
Buko
is fornication. Yes. Foolishness. Yes.
Kati.
Now, in some nations, like Africa, mostly East Africa, in Uganda, mostly in Buganda, you see your mother-in-law, you pass at very far from her because you are very foolish in the head. That when you draw close to her, you may begin to think foolishness towards her. Not that you're going to be affected by that. Many times they say that they touched their in-law, their
children.
They were struck by love.
Hallelujah.
Now the word kins is hidden. Special foolishness within you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nisigamandu kwata mungaru za
nyazano basezala. The hands of your mother
mubuza
father-in-law to greet them.
Chechali
echi. It was the problem.
Ninga bwe nagambye ko.
As I told you.
Ndiye bintu ebyo okusingira danga mu Africa.
Those things mostly in Africa.
Nadamu East Africa.
Mostly East Africa.
Nadamu Uganda.
Mostly in Uganda.
Bwakabaka bwa Buganda.
In the Buganda kingdom.
Olw'obusiru obw'enjawulo.
Because of the special foolishness.
Nebogo yatema mukiriza ku mikoro gya abawasa.
Even the bananas. They cannot allow it on the introduction. This is the way they see the shape of it.
Adai.
Foolishness this. Hallelujah. Because when they see it, their mind switches. If you dare bring that, eggplants, they see the egg, their mind is corrupted immediately. Even oranges don't bring. Because oranges, they be straight, see things in the chest. Maybe avocado fruits. If you dare take eggs on the introduction wedding and they see the eggs,
the
other foolishness I've told you, they are fornication in their minds. And them on their introductions and weddings. You never dance. For any time you began to shake yourself, they begin to get corrupted in that head. All the in-laws and the mothers-in-law, the uncles, aunties, they all got messed up.
Okay,
let's see. The commandments of God for the lamb in marriage. The laws for light. Judgments for justice. Statutes. Not to bring any confusions. Even ordinances. Ordinances of God in marriage from the era of Prophet Moses. Leviticus chapter 18, verse
7.
The nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother shall you not uncover. She is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness. Verse
8.
The nakedness of your father's wife shall you not uncover. It is your father's nakedness. Verse
9.
The nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father, or daughter of your mother, whether she's born at home or born abroad, even her nakedness you shall not uncover.
Adam.
No, this is the era of Prophet Adam to Prophet Moses.
Yeah,
Abraham, this law could catch him. It could catch him. Leviticus 18, verse
9.
The sister of your mother or your father,
whether
born in that house or far abroad from that house. Where we read in Genesis chapter 20, verse 11 and 12, when he married Sarah for daughter of the father, but their mothers were different, it could catch him. Supposed to read the Bible
and they
don't know how things were, how they're supposed to be, how they will be.
And
he said, this God is a liar.
Abraham,
he called righteous married the sister here, he said it's wrong. Have you seen? But when Elijah will come, he will restore all things as we move on. And Jesus is about to come take us. This work is so interesting my way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's see verse 10.
Leviticus
chapter 18, verse 10.
Ensonyi za mwanyoko azali wa kitawo oba azali wa nyoko.
Leviticus 18, verse 10.
Ensonyi za muwala wa mutabaniwo oba muwala wa muwalawo.
The nakedness of your son's daughter or of your daughter's daughter, even their nakedness, you shall not uncover, for there is your own nakedness. Yes. If they are in the same line, lineage, not of your clan, lineage. This is your bondage on this planet. Whether you are in the same clan, as long as she's of the other family, you'll have no lineage with her. Yes. That's out in the planet.
Uh-huh.
Ebyabaleevi esura ye 18 n'olunyiriri olw'11.
Leviticus chapter 18 verse 11.
Ensonyi za muwala wa mukazi wa kitaawo, kitaawo gw'azaala, oyo mwannyoko. Tobikkulanga ku nsonyi ze.
The nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, begotten of your father, she is your sister. You shall not uncover her nakedness.
12. Tobikkulanga ku nsonyi za sengaawo, oyo wabuko ni kitaawo.
You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister. She is your father's near kinswoman. 13.
Tobikkulanga ku nsonyi za muganda wa nnyoko, oyo wabuko ni nnyoko.
You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, for she is your mother's near kinswoman. 14.
Tobikkulanga ku nsonyi za muganda wa kitaawo, tosembereranga mukazi we, oyo sengaawo.
You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother. You shall not approach to his wife. She is your aunt. 15.
Tobikkulanga ku nsonyi za mukamwana wo, oyo mukamutabani wo, tobikkulanga ku nsonyi ze.
You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. You shall not uncover her nakedness. 16.
Tobikkulanga ku nsonyi za mukamuganda wo, ze nsonyi za muganda wo.
You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife. It is your brother's nakedness.
Onyore 17.
Verse 17.
Tobikkulanga ku nsonyi z'omukazi n'eza muwala we, totwalanga muwala wa mutabani we, newankubadde muwala wa muwala we, okubikkula ku nsonyi ze, awo nti abo babuko.
You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, neither shall you take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness, for they are her near kinswoman. It is wickedness.
Verse 18.
Neither shall you take as a wife her sister to vex her, to uncover her nakedness besides the other in her lifetime. Verse
19.
Also you shall not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness, as long as she is put apart for uncleanness. Yes. There are those who go on them and they are in those seasons. Those laws did not move away from the era of Prophet Moses to the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. They are still moving on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because they were given us.
And
God still needed to keep that godless seed from the era of Prophet Moses to our Lord Jesus. And from the era of our Lord Jesus, we said the era of Prophet Moses to our Lord Jesus, they were able to chase a woman for any reason. But our Lord Jesus, he corrected it.
And
he said, except for adultery, adultery involving departing from the Lord, and the physical adultery. Now our Lord Jesus, he never abolished those laws. Not. But he showed us the way we can fulfill them very well. Because in Matthew he says, I didn't come to abolish the laws and the prophets. Let's read we here. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17.
Temulowozanga nti najja okudibya amateeka oba ebyabannabbi. Sajja kudibya wabula okutuukiriza.
Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Orinyole kumi na munaana.
Verse 18.
Kubanga ambaga mbamazima anti, eguro neso kutusalubili guwao. Enuko temu, ne wakubada kutonyeza akamu akomu mateka, tekali guwao. Okutusabiyo na lebili maro kutukirira.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one title shall no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled.
Onyole kumi na mwenda.
Verse 19.
Kalebuli anadibianga erimu kumateka ago, wadeli singo butono. Era nayigirizanga abantu bwatyo aliyitibwa mutono mu bwakabaka obw'omuggulu. Naye buli anaagakwatanga era anaayigiriza anaagayigirizanga oyo aliyitibwa mukulu mu bwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So mwebyo byonna.
So in all those
ndi okuva ku mulembe gwa nabbi Musa,
that from the era of prophet Moses,
tuka kumukama wafe Yesu
Kristo, to reaching our Lord Jesus Christ,
Katonda yateekawo amateeka.
God said in place,
yateekawo ebiragiro,
the commandments,
amateeka,
the laws,
emisango bo bwenkanya,
judgments or justice,
endagirizo n'enteekateeka,
statutes and ordinances,
ezo kuwasangamu,
of marrying
and
getting married, as if come hearing them. But from era of prophet Moses, they were able to write and chase a woman for any reason.
Yes,
from era of the birth of the Lord Jesus on the earth to his coming back, he didn't abolish those laws, but he corrected them and he showed us how we are to fulfill.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What you've heard in Matthew, that chapter 5 from verse 17 unto 19, you should not abolish them. You have to do them and keep do them and to teach them to others, and you counted be great in the kingdom of heaven. But because in those eras children of Israel, they had refused some of those laws and those commandments, God gave to them those which were in their hearts, that they get destroyed and die. That's what involved chasing a woman for any reason, as
is
in Ezekiel chapter 23. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 23 to 25, and he says this.
Ezekiel chapter 20,
verse 23.
Era nate nemba imusiza omukono gwange mu ddungu, nga ndibasaasanyiza mu mawanga nemba tataganyiza mu nsi nyingi.
I lifted up my hand unto them also in the wilderness, that I will scatter them among the nations and disperse them through the countries.
Olinyolabiri mwenya.
Verse 24.
Kubanga baali tebatukiriza misango gyange, naye nga baganye endagirizo zange, era nga boononye sabbiiti zange,
because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes, and had polluted my Sabbaths, and their eyes were fixed on their father's idols. Verse
25.
Therefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments by which they should not live. They had refused all the commandments of God, the laws, judgments for justice, statutes, and ordinances. Even some of marrying and getting married, he gave them those not good. And some of those he gave them,
it's
included chasing a woman for any reason. Because he speaks saying that prophet Moses told you that.
Matayo sura ya 19 no lunyiriri. Matayo sura ya 19 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Matthew chapter 19 from verse 7.
Ne bamugamba nti kale Musa ekyamulagiza ki okumuwa ebbaluwa ey'okwawukana alyoka amugobe.
They said unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? Verse 8.
Nabagamba nti olw'okukanyavuwa emitima gyammwe Musa kyeyava akkiriza mugobenga bakazi bammwe naye okuva ku lubereberye tekyali bwe kityo.
He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, allowed you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. Have you heard very well? In Matthew that chapter 19, verse 7 and below, when you come from verse 2, they had already told him, why did Moses tell us like this? Write a letter of divorcement.
As
in Deuteronomy 24, the verse
1,
up to 4.
Hallelujah.
Because that command is there
of
chasing the woman for any reason. But our Lord came to correct
and
not come to abolish the laws and the prophets, but to fulfill them and to show us how we shall do them and keep to fulfill them. He corrected. That's why he told them, except for one reason, we in it there are two.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's hear in Matthew how he says.
Matayo sura ya 19 n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Matthew chapter 19 verse 9.
Era mbagamba nti buli anagobanga mukazi we wabula okumula ng'ogw'obwenzi n'awasa omulala ng'ayenze.
And I say unto you, whosoever shall put his wife, except it be for adultery, and shall marry another, commits adultery. And whoever marries her who is put away, thus commits adultery.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Now, whoever put aside their wife, except for adultery, not any other reason. Adultery. Except for adultery. And they marry another.
And they have
committed adultery. Even the one who was married, they have committed adultery. Except for one main reason. Adultery. But the children of Israel reached that the breast fell in 1 week and they chased the woman. I did find her with that goat. Chesa. They changed their voice. Now they are backing. They speak like me. Chase the one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that adultery is of two types. There is an adultery of departing from the Lord. And so the parting from the Lord, spoken in Hosea chapter 4, verse 10 to 12, and he says like this, Hosea chapter 4, verse 10.
Awo balirya ne batakuta, balienda sote baliala, kubanga balese yo kusomoye eri Mukama.
For they shall eat and not have enough, they shall commit adultery. And shall not increase because they have ceased to obey the Lord. Verse 11. Adultery and wine and new wine take away the heart. Verse
12. Verse 12. Era bagenze nga benda okuva wansi wa Katonda waabwe.
My people ask counsel of their idols of wood, and their staff are devices unto them. For the spirit of adultery has caused them to err, and they have played the harlot against their gods. Yes. They commit adultery against their gods. Now, brethren, except for adultery, mukaziwo. That's why you leave your wife. In the home, you marry another. As you move from there, come back. Adultery of departing from the Lord. You know the world does not know that. When it dawns one day,
you
get married to a man, you worship one God. Or you marry a woman, you worship one God. And she reaches a time, departs from him. Refuse to serve that one God of truth and to worship him. And to serve God who need to create heavens and earth. That God allows the separation. Before you catch her in the physical adultery, if even a servant of God, if they turn you to go serve another God, you had to stone that servant. Your brother in the Old Testament. Right now we get out the chief cornerstone, Jesus. And it's the word of God. That's what we strike you with. No more stone like the physical stones of old.
Now,
born again are suffering in that issue.
You
begin with that man and their own God, the one true God. And the Christ Jesus is saying, for eternal life.
As
in John 17, verse 3. And after they depart from him, and they go into sorcery, and they serve demons. That you are still waiting. The letter of separation. Right then it's immediately written. Don't even wait physical lottery. That left you married another. Or left you got and married elsewhere. If they depart from the Lord, you have a
testimony
at adultery. And the greatest
wonder.
If you depart from the Lord, the rest
there is
all fornication and adulteries. You can do them. In Deuteronomy chapter
13,
in the time you departed from the Lord and you want to take others to other gods, the stones came out and they stoned the you. Deuteronomy chapter 13 from verse 1.
Bwana banga wakati mugwe nabbi oba mulosi webiroto nakuwa kabonero obicha magero.
If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and gives you a sign or a wonder.
Olinyolo kubiri.
Verse 2.
Akabonera ako obicha magero echo ne kituukirira che yakugamba ko nga yogera ati tukubererenga bakatonda abalala bota manyanga era tubawerezenga.
And the sign or the wonder comes to pass of which he spoke unto you, and he says, let us go after other gods which you have not known, and let us serve them. Verse 3.
Towuliranga bigambo bya nabbi oyo oba omulosi w'ebirooto oyo kubanga mukama katonda wamwe nga abageza okumanya nga mwagala mukama katonda wamwe n'omutima gwamwe gonna n'emmeeme yamwe yonna.
You shall not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
Olinyolwokuna.
Verse 4.
Munatambulanga ogoberera mukama katonda wamwe ne mwekumanga ebiragiro bye ne muwuliranga eddoboozi lye era munaweereza munamuweerezanga nti ne mwegattanga naye.
You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave unto him.
Olunyolokutano.
Verse 5.
Era nabbi oyo oba omulosi w'ebirooto anattibwanga kubanga ayogedde ebyokujeema ebyokujeemera mukama katonda wammwe eyabajja mu nsi ey'e Misiri nti nakununula mu nyumba ey'obuddu okusendasenda okukyamya okuva mu kkubo mukama katonda wo lye yakulagira okutambulirangamu bw'otyo bonajjangamu obubi wakati mu ggwe.
And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt
and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust you out of the way which the Lord your God commanded you to walk in. So shall you put the evil away from the midst of you. Yes. Have you heard very well whether it was a prophet, a servant, for this we said a servant of God, miracles and signs and they happen to pervert you from the Lord, taking you to other gods. They told you that turn that person and kill them. Because on this time we have the chief cornerstone. It is our Lord Jesus, the Word of God. He came in the scroll of the book written of him, the holy book, the Bible. Get out, show you what you've done. We bring a witness of 2-3 and above, and we put you aside. We almost torn in like in the old covenant.
It say,
though it was your brother.
Now,
adultery departing from the Lord was so important, and it's so key that it can cause a separation of people. To cause separation of the marriage.
So
it's a high level of adultery. And this one, me, I give a testimony of them. Yes. Me too, I testify of that. For I've ever seen it. And
I've
departed from the Lord. And you begin with the spouse. And you serve the living God. And you avoid the world. And the things in there, even the immorality, he's gone out in the planet to do as things are out there. When I speak that, most you understand it. And some do not know why. Things of marriage, I know them from the olden generations. That's why I tell you that's a small matter to me. For I preach to you to the everlasting. Can I fail such a small issue? In this revival and restoration, and it's us doing revival, that we revive people.
It
means be revived as they were. And
it's
us conformed to this world. People spoke in the Romans 12 in verse 1-3 that we give a living sacrifice,
our
ministration of wisdom.
If
we are not conformed to this world, but we are transformed, our minds be renewed.
We,
not to be conformed, the world we get conformed to
it.
We end in gyms and sauna. I hear massage. You are joking. And the priest is in that. My joke. The vicious was too much. I know marriage from the old generation. I'm not lying. Don't I know it? Are you the one who has preached to yourself how they married? From the era of Adam to Moses, from the era of prophet Moses, to the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, from the birth of the Lord Jesus to his coming back. I know to his coming back. Now you're out there struggling in the midst there. What is the apostle doing? Come, I explain it to you.
Amen.
Let me tell you, though it was your brother, when they take you from the Lord, a doubt which is the way it's not necessary to bear. And you keep the commands of God. You are sanctifying yourself. They are making themselves unclean.
Uh-huh.
Ekyamateeka olwokubiri essuula ey'ekkumi n'essatu n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Deuteronomy chapter 13 verse 6.
Muganda wo, muganda wa nnyoko, oba mutabani wo, oba muwala wo, oba omukazi ow'omukifuba kyo, oba mukwano gwo, alinganga obulamu bwoggwe, bwakusendasenda ng'ekyama nti ng'ayogera nti tugende tuweereze bakatonda abalala b'otomanyanga ggwe newankubadde bajjajjaabo.
If your brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or the wife of your bosom, or your friend, who is as your own soul, entices you secretly, saying, "Let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known, you nor your fathers." Verse 7.
Kuba katonda abamawanga ababetolodde abali okumpi naawe oba abakuli ewala okuva ku nkomerero y'ensi okutuuka ku nkomerero y'ensi,
namely of the gods of the people who are round about you, near unto you, or far from off from you, from the one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth.
Olunyolo 8.
Verse 8.
Tomukirizanga so tomuwuliranga so n'eriiso lyo terimusaasiranga so tomukwekanga.
You shall not yield unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shall your eye pity him, neither shall you spare, neither shall you conceal him. Verse 9.
Naye tolemanga kumutta, omukono gugwe gwe gunasokanga okuba ku ye okumutta, omukono gw'abantu bonna ne gulyoka gumubaako.
You shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hands of all the people. You the first to kill them, put them away from your life. It's very clear now. Have you seen it? Somebody say about this apostle. He took us in the third heavens. He put us back to this now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But I enjoy this verse so much. So much. Verse 6. Your brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or the wife of your bosom. Yes. Or your friends. You don't want to let them go. If they entice you secretly, they don't do it open. They don't do it open. That depart from the Lord. They want to subject to those actions. That's how they entice us.
And they
parted from the Lord, committed an adultery of the party.
And
those who didn't know that this one enticing me secretly, I depart from the Lord. As we are in service and she's moved out. Where? Gym.
Massage.
Midnight, she's coming back.
Huh.
5 years. You do that. You don't know what happened.
But I
tell you, I know marriage from the olden generations. And they wouldn't have sent me to revive all. Revival and restoration of all things. When I don't know them, you're still joking. We know things which were as they were, how they're supposed to be,
and
even those going to come. We know all issues. Maybe you've heard very well. If you fail to Stop these things.
Calling
things will come to pass. You find yourself the fornication which is not in the hills. It's among you. After
you
commit the lottery of departing from the Lord. Don't want to do as his commands are. His laws, his judgments for justice, his statutes, and the ordinances. If you look
at
the ordinances of God, or in the statutes, that one married, even touching, don't touch another person. Even married, do not touch, even one not married. And you go in the gym,
the
instructor heals the thigh, lift like that.
Yada
he moved the waist, touch it like that. He moved to the chest. Embrace it. But we find them, they sit on some, the backs of the women, they are seated on them. They pull their legs up like that. I said, you, I am going to stretch the hand one day. I will stone you, you will face it. I can stone you with the stone of the word, and it's so painful that you will run away yourself. And he said, the wicked run when no one chased them.
But
the one chased them is the spiritual realm that the physical world they can't see. When you fail on all those, this marriage has come with the ordinances from all the marriage, and how things will move. Right from when you had been chased from the paradise of God, there are ways of marriage going allowed us and marrying that we move by them. And if you fail those, you to think to fear God, you may find yourselves in fornication, the people who do not fear him, that they do not commit. If you do not encourage people much, to lay your heart and put emphasis, that a doubt of departing from the Lord is something which can make us commit every form of foolishness. Well unto you, church in the entire world, the children of God, the holy ones of God, many have made fun sorrows, mostly the ministers, men and women. Those with a dowry of departing from the Lord first.
And
these wait for physical adultery. When will I catch them with another spouse?
But
all fruits surrounding there already showed the adultery of departing from the Lord. Some of you have prayed for men. They are drinking alcohol. They are born again. They tell you they will come back. You pray for them. You are there to fall. You are waiting for something which is not. Why didn't you inquire from the Lord that will they come back or not? Still God hates those who never inquire from him. And concerning the works of his hands, you command and ask from him. Why don't you ask? In your bondage, God has not put you in the new generation. It will not be like that. The generation of those with knowledge of God and his glory.
In
those who knew all the truth of the Holy Scriptures,
in
that truth to make us free, we cannot be in bondage like that. Let's read Corinthians as we finish.
1
Corinthians chapter 5 from verse
1. Bagamba nga mumwe mulimu obwenzi era obwenzi bwe butyo obutalina mu bamawanga.
It is reported commonly
that there is fornication among you, in such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. Now, ask yourself, in the church of the Holy Ones, the children of God on this world,
and
reach a point of fornication, commit the physical. Even those in the world, you don't reach that level. You reach marrying your father's wife. The laws of Moses are no more.
It's committed
adultery of departing from the law. No more can commit his, do his commandments. For the one who is telling you that. Commands would have been lamps to lighten, you no more do them. The laws to be light. Judgments to be justice. You find you have no justice.
If someone is a drunkard,
5 years you're still praying for them. Is that justice? Is that justice shown?
They caught them
with these men and women. You're still there, Lord. You are still interceding for this one. I want to tell you, God chased Satan from heaven. Is it not that people they need to be chased from lies of others? And they take all the peace away. If you play with the adultery of the party from the Lord, I tell you,
sure
all the other adultery is possible. And every fornication. If we are still on the living God, we can keep his commandments. We can keep his laws, his judgments, his statutes, and his ordinances.
This
one has moved from all those
to
catch them in the camera. Physical adultery, that of departing from the Lord is open, that we shall no more tolerate in the church of the Holy Ones in these last days. Because if we are like that, a person will be on two tables. The second, when you join yourself with an adulterer, you are one body. You'll be with this who departed from the Lord, and you still fellowship together. You are still on one thing, what God joins. Yet it separated itself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 6. From verse 15.
First Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 15. Temumanyinge mibiri jamwe bie bitundu bya Kristo.
Know you not that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I take the members of Christ and make them the members of a herald? God forbid. Yes. Our bodies
are
members of Christ. Make them be members with a herald? Imagine. Yes, I know what is in the gym and the discord in the world. The body of Christ you've taken there and they touch just as they want. My God. First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16.
Obate mumanyi nge yega tano mwezi gwe mubiri gumu.
What? Know you not that he who is joined to a herald is one body? For two saith, he shall be one flesh. Yes.
When
joined with one committed adultery departing from the Lord, you remain together. You are one body. Amos 3:3 says, two cannot move together except they have agreed. One committing physical adultery, you remain with them. You are one body. You two are an adulterer. Right there, where shall we get the holy ones? But God is good. He said, we be separated from them. I want to show you how marriage was. From the era of Prophet Adam, when we chased from the garden in the third heaven, to the era of Prophet Moses in the land of Egypt, from the era of Prophet Moses to the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the apostles that we are in today, to the coming back of our Lord Jesus,
we
are built on the foundation of prophets and apostles. But brethren, think all those of marriage as you've come here then, in the way of marrying, in the marriage, all they are rightful. But this riddle comes in that except for adultery, that will be separating you. In the world never knew what kind of adultery, neither church did it understand. That adultery of the departing from the Lord is the main. For before you commit physical adultery, you first committed adultery of departing from the Lord. For your breath is commandment, which says do not commit adultery. Committed adultery of departing from the Lord.
As you commit
physical adultery, when that of departing from the Lord, you finished it. We no more can handle that, brethren. When we still preach the gospel of the kingdom of God in righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven, we still need to tell you all this, and we first put them in action, we ourselves, and you too to put them in action, that we are serious.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For in the 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14,
it
says this. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14.
Kubanga temwekana nkana. Kubanga obutali butuukirivu n'obujeemu. Nti kubanga obutuukirivu n'obujeemu bugabana butya.
Be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness, and what partnership has light with darkness? Yes. You still be yoked to be one body? Serious problem. That's what I've told you. May God take me the heavenly journey in the year 2005, in the spiritual transports, where there's the vision, the dreams, the trance, azotals, or teleportation, Urim and Thummim. He was giving me book of remembrance. Because we moved the Bible and its life to see how things were, how they're supposed to be, and how will they be forever and ever. All of the heavens and earth, even before heavens was created, above all the heavens, the beginning and the end, where we find a new heavens, new earth, that everlasting ending, to enter the everlasting of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But imagine, unbelievers, how can you be yoked? You have departed from the Lord. We cannot be yoked to be one flesh.
Let
separation has begun from that point. We are on line of revival. Be known and be done as they were. You try to move into the world. Women clothe as those who
have
you begin to cut those which move upwards.
You person, you fail here under full knowledge. Even wherever it will be in the entire world. For this is the altar of God which is worldwide.
We
are not mind the number how many you are. My Lord left the 12 off. That is my Lord, Jesus Christ.
He
made men in him live 12 and they are on track. Even one who failed, they put him aside and replaced one who was on track.
I
have no arguments to gather many here. If possible, I do it. But the little possible I do it. But we are in the kingdom of God, in righteousness, in the kingdom of heavens. Me who is not a businessman, who does business in the world. That this is a church business, or ministry and the business. That we gather you to get gains from you.
Ah.
No. My business, taking spirits of the holy ones back to heaven. For this one who exported them, I have to import them back home. And I should not take people back who are lukewarm.
She's a business.
I don't take a business which has a scar on it. When he sent it on the world, he said, in the business, in exports, sending it on this world.
They
did come with spots and wrinkles as they are today. He bought you with the blood. And we want to clean you with water and words, that we take you and export.
We submit it.
I'm not that business. I'm not working. At least though I'll take a couple of them for the holy business. It will work. Yes. Me, you're not on fame. Yes. To be famous on this planet. You know those who know him in heaven? The Father above the heavens knows me. He looks at the heavens and earth and he delights for his son, apostle and hope witness on the planet earth. Ephesians 4, verse 6.
Yobu,
Jeremiah 23:24.
He looks through.
Now there is God, the Word, the Son Jesus, my Lord, our Lord. If the Father even rule heaven and earth, he say, I have my messenger. 2 Corinthians 5:17-20. He's on the earth. 24 elders around him, they say, hallelujah. He's the one who was here, he saw us last time. The
cherubim,
thousand of angels, the
stars,
sun and the moon,
insects,
the birds, they all know me. If you don't want to know me, you don't know me. I'm not on fame on here on the planet. We preach the real truth. And we try to see that you go back to heaven. But if you refuse, there is no
any.
But that is lost milk poured. At least if it is just spoiled,
we had
hope to make cheese. But milk poured is useless. At least when we will come you as milk spoiled, expected that when we work on you we shall get G or cheese. But if you will pour, we are not going to cry, the milk has poured. Shall we collect it from the dust and filter it?
I
But the good thing, anytime you are in the school, you don't want to learn. All the filth ends in the dish, in the hall. Every day you go there. Toilets, I'm speaking of it. Duty, if you remain wicked, there is the bottomless pits. That lesson you pass with it right at your butt. Yes. That every filth ends in the toilet.
In the pits
of the toilet. Lesson. You to remain wicked. Still there is your bottomless pit. That is hell. The prison of God. Filth ends where? In the halls of the toilet. We bear it for some time in stomach. He said, become food. You at least let the ingredients come from you. Which will build the body. It refused. The body rejects it. We to go in the hall. Pits. Download it. You to retain wickedness. Wicked. There is a pit God dug for you. Hell. Remember you are in him. He's buried you enough.
But
the day will vomit you. Move from his mouth. You'll end up in the pits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But all those I've told you, I remind you how marriage was from the era of Adam when we chased in the paradise of God in the third heaven and they put on this earth to the era of Prophet Moses from the land of Egypt, the rich era of the birth of Jesus on the earth, from the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ to his second coming.
A
dowry of departing for the Lord, take it very important. It separates us. Before we look to the other of the physical adultery, but adultery of
departing
is so dangerous.
For one,
committing it can commit any sin. That's why when you reach there, I am so hard. You can still welcome the fornicators in the world. They be saved. They know God. But adulterers who depart from the Lord, and they commit adultery in the church of the Holy Ones, then we are so hard.
For you
want to spoil the washrooms. If the bathroom you turn into toilet, where shall we bath from? Imagine the church where we wash the water in the word. It's where we defecate. It's where we spoil. Now where shall we bath from? Let's get white. At least those that in the world will come to be bathed here with water in the word. I'm going to chase anyone who wants to put filth in the bathroom. I speak those prayer, the ministries of God on earth. The churches and the holy ones.
It's
where you commit your wickedness that we bear you. We are going to separate with you every day. Let's finish these verses.
Abakolise chokubiri esule yomukaga nolo nyiriri olokumene tano.
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 15.
Era Kristo atabagana tene beriyeri obama gobachi eriyo mukiriza natali mukiriza.
And what harmony has Christ with Belial? Oh, what part has he that believes with an infidel? Verse 16.
Ere yekalu ya Katonda yegatete nebifananyi Kubanga fe tuli yekalu ya Katonda omulamu. Nga Katonda bwe yayogera nti nabeeranga mu bo, n'entambuliranga mu bo, nange nabeeranga Katonda waabwe. Nabo banabeeranga bantu bange.
And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them and will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Kale, muve wakati wabo, mwe ya ule, bayogera mukama. Sita muko langa, sita muko manga, kuchitwe chitali chilongofu. Nange ndiba sembiza.
Therefore come out from among them, and be you separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
18.
Verse 18.
Era naberanga chitamwe jemuli. Namwe munaberanga jendi. Abana abobulenzi. Nabobuwala. Bwayogera mukama. Omuyiza w'ebintu byonna.
And I will be a father unto you. And you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Yes.
17.
Verse 17. Enjoy it so much.
Muve wakati mubo.
You move from among them. Separate yourselves. Those to come out have to come out. There are some marriages who have to move out. The person departed from the Lord.
Women
move away, men separate ourselves. A woman, you cannot say that I've remained here. It's you who come from there, it's you they married. When the woman refused, the man said, no, you, I don't want to be with you anymore. The separation is right here. We separate this never believes. Me, I believe. I believe in the one true God. And Christ Jesus is sent. That is sent.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The other says no.
The
commands I'm not ready to keep them. You've taken our peace from us.
The ordinances
are statutes. They are burdensome. But in the world, everything they do, if you want to qualify on it, they say the terms and conditions apply. Even heavens, terms
and
conditions apply to go in it. One who never believes, they are free to separate with the one who believes. Me too, who believes,
I
have the freedom to separate with you who never believes. Those, the ways of marriage have been explained. How it was from the era of prophet Adam, when they chased from the paradise of God to the era of prophet Moses in the land of Egypt, from the era of prophet Moses to the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, unto his second coming, to come for the Holy Ones. Those are first in the summary. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for coming.
And
the other time we come back to study, we have to worship the God of Adam, the God who created heavens and earth, not other gods. Ask yourself, Adam worshipped which God? If we all came from him, we have to worship one God.
And
when we chase in the paradise of God, that God remained visiting and appearing to us, and he seeks for us, and we hid from him because of bad acts, and we sought gods for ourselves. We didn't create heaven and earth. The fallen angels
who
appear demons of clans, the aliens
who
appear gods of a nation.
That's
where all the trouble is. But when nations will know
that
first Adam had the God he worshipped,
and
second Adam tell us your God is your father in heaven. You're going to know them on the Saturday. Let us change. It's Friday. Added one day, there are going to be now 3 days. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.